The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Torah writes in Parashas Tetzaveh, the mitzvah of making the big day kahuna. What exactly are the materials that the big day kahuna are made from? So it's mvur in the psukim that the primary material that the big day kahuna are made from is tzemer, is wool, and sometimes certain begadim are made from pishton. It says that the mitznevis is made from linen, and there are certain begadim that are made with a combination. They're made with wool and linen. There's the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, the ephod is made from wool together with linen. It also has zahav. There's some chutin, some threads of gold that are mixed in. But primarily there is wool and there's linen. The avnate of the Kohen Gadol has wool and linen mixed together. There's machlekes if the avnate of the Kohen Hedjet has. Akoponim, the primary materials that are used for making the big day kahuna that the Kohanim wear when they do the avodah is tzemer and pishta, is wool and linen. In fact, the Mishnah says in Klai Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah says, "Ein ha'kainim loivshin l'shamish beis hamikdash ela tzemer u'pishtim." It's halacha that the begodim, the clothing that the kohanim wear in the beis hamikdash, can only be made from tzemer u'pishtim. The Mishnah over there, the context, the Mishnah is listing different halachis of begodim, different types of clothing for different dinim that are required to be tzemer u'pishtim. So it says, the Mishnah says, that when it comes to the isser of shatnez, there's an isser of wearing begadim that have different the mixtures of materials mixed together. So the Mishnah says, "Ein osim shem klayim el tzemer u'pishtim," that the isser of klayim is only mixing wool and linen together in one baget. And then the Mishnah says that regarding the halacha of tumas negoim, the Torah says that there's a parasha of negoim of tzaras, and tzaras can come on a person, can come on a house. And a beged, clothing, could also get tzaras. So the halacha is that the only types of clothing that can get tzaras is if the clothing is made from either wool or linen. And then the Mishnah says this halacha that the kohanim wear, the begadim in the Beis HaMikdash, to do the avodah, it has to be made from wool or linen and no other material. It's interesting that after the Mishnah says these three halachas, the Mishnah continues. Mishnah says, "Tzemer gimalim v'tzemer achelim shetarfon zebezeh." Now, when the Torah says that there is a mitzvah let's say, by Big Day Kuna, the Big Day Kuna should be made from tzemer, should be made from wool. And when we talk about wool, that the Isser Klayim is by wool, and there's the halach of Tumas Negoim is by wool, the wool that the tzemer, that the Torah refers to in all these cases is wool that comes from a sheep. Tzemer refers to tzemer that comes from a sheep, and that's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says tzemer rechelim. A rochel is a female sheep. It's not dafka female sheep, but it means that wool that comes from a sheep. However, the Mishnah says that there is other kinds of tzemer. There's, Mishnah calls it tzemer gimalim. There's some type of wool made from the fibers of a camel. And somehow, for making, if you take, you shear off the fibers, the hair of a camel, you can turn it into you can turn it into a thread, and that is called tzemer gimalim. So the Mishnah says, what happens if I take tzemer gimalim and tzemer achelim? I take sheep's wool, and I take camel wool, and I twist it together, and in order to form a thread, I make threads, but the material, the fibers that were used to make the threads are not completely made from the wool of sheep. It's made also, mixed in together, is also the tzemer gimalim, the wool from camels. So what's the halacha? Is this considered wool regarding the halachas that are said in the Mishnah or not? Says the Mishnah, "Im roiv min agmalim mutter." If most of the fibers in this thread are from gemalim, are from camel wool, mutter. It's mutter, and if most is from mechelim, it's aser. What does it mean, aser mutter? So the implication of the Mishnah seems that it's going back on the first halacha. The beginning of the Mishnah said that the iser klein, the iser shatnez, to mix wool and linen together and wear that clothing only applies to tzemer and pishtun, and tzemer means wool of sheep. So if I have threads that are made from tzemer, and I mix them with threads that are made from pishtun, but that tzemer is not 100% sheep's wool. That tzemer is mixed together, has tzemer chel and tzemer gval mixed together. The halacha is that I look at the roiv. If more than 50% comes from tzemer gemalim, then the entire thread is mutter, and there is no iser to wear a piece of clothing that has this thread together with pishton. And mroiv menar chelim, if more than 50% of this thread is made from sheep's wool, then it's aser. Mechtzel mechtzel is aser. And then the Mishnah says this halacha is true not only by wool, this halacha is true by linen. If I have linen, says v'chein ha-pishtun, that kanbus shatarfim tzebezet. Kanbus seems to be some type of material, a third type of material that grows from the ground that might be similar to linen. So if I make a thread, and the thread is not 100% linen, the thread is, to a certain degree, some is linen and some is kanbus. So if more than 50% of the thread is made out of linen, then there's an iser to wear this with klein, to put this thread in a bag with the wool. And if less than 50% is linen and the more than 50% is some other min, then the halacha is that it is mutter and there's no iser klein. That is the pshat in the Mishnah. The question is, does this halacha, the second half of the Mishnah, the halachas that it says over here, that we look at the roiv, whatever's roiv, in order to determine the halachic status of this thread, Do these halachas apply equally to all three of the halachas that it said in the beginning of the Mishnah? The beginning of the Mishnah had three halachas. The beginning of the Mishnah said that there's a halacha of tzemer u'pishton for klein. There's a halacha of tzemer u'pishton when it comes to tumas negoim, and there's a halacha of tzemer u'pishton when it comes to big dekuna. So the end of the Mishnah, when it's telling me that what determines whether it's wool or linen depends on roiv, that halacha is clearly referring to the first halacha, the halacha of klein, the halacha of shatnez. And it's mevor in the Mishnah in Negoim that this halacha also applies to the halacha of tumah. Regarding tumas negoim, if I want to know whether this thread is tame, this thread is not tame, the halacha is that it depends on roiv. So those halachas are not, this is very clear. There's no dispute. There's no question that these halachas of roiv apply to klein, they apply to negoim. The question is, it's not so clear, is regarding big day kahuna. The Torah says big day kahuna have to be made from tzemer and pishtun. So what happens if I have threads and 51% of the thread, more than 50%, 60, 70% of the thread is wool, is sheep's wool, but there's a small amount of some other type of wool, of camel's wool, or there's pishtun and there's a little bit of canvas mixed in. So do I say it's roiv? Same way the Mishnah said that when you look at the roiv regarding Hilchas Klayim, the Gabi Hilchas Tumah, so too we'll say the same halacha regarding Big Day Kuna. Or perhaps Big Day Kuna is different. Maybe by Big Day Kuna, for reasons that we'll see, maybe the halacha should change. And the truth is that one of the mefarshim on the Mishnah, this Mishnah in Klayim, the Mishnah Rishonah, is mesupik. He's not sure what would be the halacha in a case where I have a small amount of tzemer gemalim or a small amount of kanbus mixed into the big day kahuna. Would the big day kahuna be kosher or not? So in order to understand the question and try to figure out the answer, we have to learn a little bit of the sugyo of what the rishonim, what the poskim have to discuss regarding this halacha of tzemer gemalim and tzemer chelim in the halacha when I have a mute from a different mit. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Klein, Perek Yud Halacha Vav. He brings down this halacha. Tzemer chelim, tzemer gemalim, chiyot behem shetarfim zebeze. So the Rambam discusses that I take some wool of sheep and wool of other, of camels or something else, and you mix it together, v'tovu mehen tovui, and together you take the fibers and you make one thread. So the halacha is, the Rambam says, if roiv is mina gemalim, if most of the fibers in this thread are made from gemalim, not from regular wool, mutila arvei mapishton, there is no isr, there's no lav to put it into a beged together with linen. Because the tzura, the shape, the look of this thread, it looks like tzemer gemalim, even though there's a little bit of sheep's wool mixed in. We're not worried about some fibers, some threads of tzemer that might be mixed in. The words of the Rambam, they're not chutei tzemer. They are not threads of wool. What does it mean they're not threads of wool? That means they're not considered halachic to be wool. That's considered halachically to be tzemer gemal. Now, the Beis Yosef says that what the Rambam means is, he's referring to a halacha that says explicitly in the Smag. The Smag, another Rishon, and Lav Reish Pei Gimel, brings down this halacha, brings down our Mishnah, tzemer gemal, tzemer chelim, and he says if it's roiv, if roiv is rechelim, it's aser, if roiv is the gemalim, it's mutter. And then after he brings this halacha, he says that, which is the Mishnah, he says there's a tesefta. There is a tesefta on this Mishnah that adds a line. The medvar mamurim. When do we say that it depends whatever is roiv? Shehevi pishton v'taraf beinayin. Where I brought pishton and taraf beinayin. Aval hevi chutei tzemer sharechelim. If I brought threads of tzemer sharechelim, v'taraf bein chutei tzemer shal gemalim, if I brought threads that have threads that there's a complete thread of sheep's wool, and I mixed it with a complete thread of chutei tzemer shal gemalim, osir, then it doesn't help. If I took two complete threads, two regular threads, one was tzemer chelim, one was tzemer gemalim, and I twist them together, I guess, to make one big thread, or I put them together in one baguette, the halacha is that there is a problem of klaim. Why? Pirish chuti chashivi v'loy batel. Zoi state in the smag, the way he explains in Tosefta, that the halacha is that chutin are choshev. What does it mean the chutin are choshev and they're not batel? So the Beis Yosef understands the smag to mean, and he explains that this is also the sheet of the Rambam, that there is a concept in halacha that's known as bittel b'roif. It's the concept we say that if I have, for example, something which is also to eat, so Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. If for somehow, by accident, it gets mixed into a pot of food which is mutter to eat, so the halacha is, there's a concept of bittul beroiv. We say that if the iser is in a taruvis, it's mixed together with something, and there is more heter than there is iser, the halacha is, the Torah says that the iser goes away, and I'm allowed to eat the entire pot. I'm allowed to eat the entire food. That is the concept of bittul beroiv. Bittul beroiv is not only by foods. We say it by all isurim. The halacha is that something which is a davar aser is bittul beroiv to a davar mutar. That is a din min haTorah. Chazal came and Chazal said that's the halacha that is bittul beroiv, but there are circumstances where we're machmer. There are circumstances where we are machmer and we don't rely on bittul. So a lot of sugyas have had a lot of different cases, but the general rule is that something which is a davar choshev is not batel. Something which has a certain degree of chashivos, it's important, it has a certain significance of itself, then the halacha is that we do not say that it's batel beroiv. That is a din derabbana. It's not a din derais, mid derais, even a davar choshev is batel beroiv. It's only a din derabbana. So the Beis Yosef says that if I take tzemer chelim and tzemer gemalim, and I mix it together, the halacha is that there's a din of roiv. There's the halach of roiv. So I can say that which if there's more tzemer gemal than there is tzemer chelam, then the tzemer chelam, the sheep's wool is bottle to the gemal, to the other min, and it's as if it doesn't exist anymore. So now this thread is not considered halachically to be wool. It's considered a different min. It's considered only tzemer gemal. It's not considered tzemer chelam at all. That's the case. So there is no iser of putting it into a article of clothing with linen, because the iser is only to mix wool with linen. There's no wool in this baget, even though the mitzias is that there are some woolen fibers in this baget, but the woolen fibers are bottled to the tzemer gemalim, and the halacha is that since it's bottled, it's not here, and there's no iser. Therefore, says the Beis Yosef, what the smag means is, he says that's only true if it's fibers that have not been made in yet into a thread. But once I take the wool, and I make it into a complete thread, once it's a complete thread, there he says it's chashiv. He says it's a davar chashiv. The rule is that something which is chashiv is not bottle. So you can't tell me that if I'm going to take a thread, a woolen thread, and it's going to be bottled to the tzemer gemal, and it can't be, because by a davar chashiv there's no bittul. So since by a davar chashiv there's no bittul, the wool still exists, it's still considered that it's here, and therefore it would be usur to wear such a baget if it has this wool together with linen. That's the halacha of the smag, the Beis Yosef understands it. And therefore, that's what the Beis Yosef says, that is the meaning of the Rambam as well, when the Rambam says, She'ein en chutei tzemer. The Rambam also means to differentiate and say that when I have tzemer, which is not a chut, and then it's bottled to the other min. And the other min, whatever it is, whether it's tzemer gemal or any other min, the halacha is that it's not considered wool, and therefore there's no iser klein. Mashenkeng, if it would be chutei tzemer, if it would be a complete thread, then the mashmois of the Rambam is, the Rambam implies that in such a situation, the chut would be usur. It would not be bottle. Since it's not bottle, the halacha would then be that you're not allowed to put it into the same bag with pishton, and therefore it would be usur. So that is the Beis Yosef's explanation of the Rambam, Beis Yosef's explanation of the smag. And this is the explanation which is assumed by many Paiskim. The Pirush Rosh and Klein on that Mishnah on Perek Tes does say this Loshen, also Chashivim Leibatli, which would imply that the Rosh also learns that this is the explanation of the Mishnah. This is how he understands the Mishnah. And there's also the explanation of many Achrayim in the Prichadosh and Simen Tafim Zayin, Arachayim also says like this, and many others. So if you understand this Havana, if we understand that this halacha, that we differentiate between chutin and non-chutin, and we say that something which is not a chut could be bottle, the wool could be bottle, but once it's a chut, once it's a thread, it cannot be bottle. If that is truly the case, so then we have to understand what would be the halacha regarding big day kahuna. We come back to our shiloh, if I would have other minim mixed into the big day kahuna, if it would be the other way around. A roiv of the chut is going to be wool, regular wool. Roiv of the chut, roiv of the thread will be linen. And there's a little bit of some other min mixed inside. So we say if roiv, we go about roiv, you put bottle of roiv, and the whole thing is considered wool. If the whole thing is considered wool, therefore it will be kosher for big day kahuna. So it would seem that I should be able to say the same thing, the same way that I would say there would be bittel, to tell me that there is no iser of klayim, so too I'll say that there is a din bittel to in order to tell me that there will be a heter of big day kahuna. The problem is that there's a big difference between the case of klayim and the case of big day kahuna, because in the case of klayim, what we're discussing is bittel on something which is awesome. The classical case of bittel, we said, is where I have something which is usur, and that gets mixed in to roiv of something which is mutter. So, because when something usur is in roiv of something which is mutter, the Torah says that the isur loses its isur. It loses its status as being a davar usur. And therefore now the whole thing is mutter to eat. The question is, what's not clear, is what about the other way around? If there would be something which is usr, it would be roiv iser, and there would be a little bit of heter that mixed into the roiv iser. Would we say the opposite? Would we say, of course, it's also to eat it, because it's very likely that what you're eating is iser and not heter. But would I say that now the entire thing is considered iser? That's not so clear. In Huadin, regarding other halachas, the Oinig Yomtiv, I believe in Simon Dalid, says, there's a halacha that when you make tzitzis, the threads of the tzitzis have to be made l'shma. You have to have in mind that you make the threads l'shma. So an yomtiv wants to know, what happens if I take two different threads? One thread I made, some of the thread I made l'shma, some of the thread I didn't make l'shma, and now I mix it together into one thread, and I'll say, well, roiv of the thread was made l'shma, and a little bit was made not l'shma. So now, since roiv is made l'shma, so whichever part is not l'shma is bottled to the roiv. Very nice that I want to say that bittel, if something was ossered to eat, so bittel could remove a halacha, bittel removes this halacha that it's osser, so now it's neutral. Something which is neutral, you're allowed to eat. But how could I say that bittel will take something which is missing a halacha and will transfer it and turn it into something which has the halacha? If the Torah says the only way that the threads can be considered l'shma is if I actually do them l'shma, if I actually make them and spin them l'shma, so how could I say that by mixing in something else which is not l'shma, so therefore it turns it into it as if it was made l'shma? It wasn't made l'shma. So this is a shaila nachroinim. True that by bittel we say that bittel could remove dinim. But do we say that the opposite? Do we say that bittel could give dinim? Bittel could say that when something is required, and I need some special halacha, that bittel will say that the miut that was mixed into the roiv has that halacha just as well as the roiv has that halacha. The Oinig Yomtiv says not. The Oinig Yomtiv says it does not work. The truth is that there is a big discussion about it. The Rebbe Chanan Wasserman in Kovetz Ha'aretz Siman and Tes, the entire Siman and Tes discusses this issue, and he wants to turn it into a machlokes rishonim. He wants to say that we have Rishonim one way and we have Rishonim the other way. Believe that there is a Taisis and Zvachim also on the Fine Test that discusses this Shiloh. So if I understand that the same way Bittel can remove a halacha, so Bittel could give a halacha, so if the Torah says that there's a requirement that the thread be considered Tzemer or the thread be considered Pishton in order to be kosher for Big Day Kuhuna, Kipshute, that means the entire thread needs to be tzemer. The entire thread needs to be pishton. The fact that 90%, 95% of it is tzemer, and 5% or 10% is not tzemer, that's a problem. That 5 or 10%, how is that going to be considered tzemer? It's not tzemer. If bittel will not turn it into tzemer, it'll be a problem. If I hold like those Rishonim that bittel will turn it into tzemer, bittel could give it a halacha as if it's tzemer, so then very good, then it'll be kosher for Big Day Kuhuna. But if I go like those who say that bittel cannot give dinim, then I have a problem. Then it won't, L'chayra should not be able to say that by Big Day Kuhuna, because I have roiv, whatever is not tzemer, whatever is not pishton, should be bottled to the roiv to make it kosher for Big Day Kuhuna. If bittel doesn't give dinim, you should not be able to say that. However, we said this entire approach, this mahalach, to understand the Tosefta, to understand the Smag, to understand the Rambam, is not so simple. Even though we have Achroinim, the Yosef and many Achroinim understand that this is the understanding of the Rishonim, why the Rishonim differentiated between when I have Roiv, when I'm making a thread, and I don't have the threads yet. So there is Bittel. Once I already have the threads, I do not say Bittel. However, not everyone agrees that that is the understanding, that the way it works over here is because of the halach of Bittel. And there's a reason why it's difficult to explain the sugya like this. And there are two basic problems. And these are problems with the laws, the rules, the halachas of Bittel in general. One halacha in Bittel, which is a big discussion in the Paiskim, is generally speaking, when you say there's a halacha of Bittel, that means we have something which is osir and something which is mutter. You have a kezayis of isir that get mixed into a pot of many kizaisim of heter. So the halacha is, iser is bottled to heter. So we have a halacha that iser could be bottled to heter. There's a halacha that heter, so we have a question whether heter could be bottled to iser. But what if I have heter and heter. I have two objects and they're both mutter. And they get mixed together. So fine. So if two things are both mutter and they get mixed together, so there is no problem. The problem is that after they get mixed together, now when they're already mixed together, one of those two things, which are heter, now suddenly become osir. A switch suddenly becomes osir. Classic example is that I have a taruvas chametz. I have an object, I have a food, and one of the ingredients is chametz. So the halacha is chametz the entire year is mutter. I took the chametz, I mixed it into this food. The halacha is, it's all heter. It's heter beheter. There is no problem. And it becomes Pesach. Pesach starts, chametz becomes osir. So now that heter changes and becomes isir. So the question is, do we say bittul by heter beheter? Do we say that something was bottul, it was already bottul when it was heter? And since it was already bottul when it was heter, so now that it changes and becomes isir, then it will not turn into isir, it will not start to become an isir? Or do I say no? Do I say that the entire concept of bittul, the Torah was only said this concept. The Torah was only mechadish, the idea of heter, of bittul by isser, that isser is bottle to heter. But the Torah never said that heter is bottle to heter. So in that situation, the heter is never bottle. So even though when they were both mutter, there was no problem. But suddenly, the heter changes into isser. So now we have to see, is there enough? Is there enough in this taruvus? Is there enough heter to be mevatel isser? If some of the heter was removed, you added some more isser, and now there's a problem. So now that isser, that heter that changed into isser will have, it'll be osir. So this is a question if I say bittul by heter beheter. Now, if I say bittul by heter beheter, so then I understand this halacha of klein. Wool is heter. Linen is heter. You're allowed to wear a beged made from wool. You're allowed to wear a beged made from linen. The isser is only when I mix the wool and the linen together. That's when the isser starts. So if I look at it like that, then the wool, each one by itself, is heter. Now, obviously, nobody will say that if I take wool and linen and I mix it together and I make it into some article of clothing, that's it's heter beheter. It's heter beheter. I mean, and heter beheter is bottle, so therefore the tzemer should be bottle to the pishtun. That's obviously not true, because the Torah said that when I mix them together, they become osir. But in this scenario where I have Semer Rechelim and Semer Gemalim that I mix together, so Semer Gemalim is definitely Heter. There is no Isser to wear Semer Gemalim, there's no Isser to wear Semer Rechelim. So it's Heter beHeter. There is no problem to mix the Heter with other Heter. So now, do I say Bittul so that later on when I mix this thread with Pishton, it won't become Osir because it's already Bottle? If Heter beHeter is never Bottle, so then, the tzemer rechelim, the sheep's wool, wherever it is, still exists. It's still considered to be regular tzemer. And now when I put it into this beged with pishton, I have tzemer and pishton in the same beged, and now it becomes osir. This that we said, these achronim in the Beis Yosef and the other achronim could explain that this halacha of tzemer rechelim and tzemer gemalim, that the tzemer rechelim is bottled to the tzemer gemalim, only works if heter beheter is bottled. So you'll say in chanami, we see from this sugya that heter beheter is bottle, and truthfully, the tshuva is Aran. The Aran in the tshuva writes clearly that from this sugya we see that heter beheter is bottle. But it's not so simple. There are those who disagree. In fact, there is a mashmoiz of the Aran himself in his Pirush to Nedarim, Daf and Beizim and Aleph. Over there, he seems to say that heter beheter is not bottle. So it's a steer in the Aran itself. But there definitely are shittas that say that heter beheter is not bottle. If heter beheter is not bottle, so then it doesn't make sense. This you can't learn the sugi over here is a sugi of bittul. And besides for that, there's even there's another problem. Because the halacha of bittul, we said the halacha is that isser is bottle to heter. That's limited to a case where the isser is mixed into the heter by accident. It's beferish halacha, Shulchan Aruch, and Gemara. It says clearly, ein mevat l'nisser l'chatchila. You're not allowed to take isser and mix it into your heter l'chatchila. You know, you're not allowed to say, well, I have this food and one of the ingredients, there's 20 ingredients, one of the ingredients is treif. So, not a big deal. It's bottle. Yeah, why does it need a hechsher? Most of the ingredients are kosher and one a little bit is treif. So therefore it's bottle. You should be allowed to eat it. Why isn't that true? The answer is that you're not allowed to add isser deliberately in order to make it bottle. Otherwise, every company could just buy truckloads of Isser and add it to their ingredients, add it into their food, so long as they make sure that it's not rife. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to be mevatel on Isser l'chatchila. So you're not allowed to be mevatel on Isser l'chatchila. How could the Mishnah say that I'm allowed to go and mix semer chayim with semer gemal, and it's going to be baltu b'roif? Now I'm going to mix it with pishton. True, if it was already mixed together, could be that'll be considered b'diyeva and you'll be allowed to mix it with pishton. But in order to do that, l'chatchila, that should be also, you're not allowed to do that. So because of these kashas, there are many achronim who want to understand this halacha that we mentioned before, the halacha of the Rambam and the halacha of the Smag. Again, the halacha of the Rambam and the Smag, they said that this Mishnah, the halacha of this Mishnah of Tzemer Chayim and Tzemer Gvam that I mix together is only true when I mix it before I turn it into a thread. But once it's already a chut, the Smag said it's choshev and it's not bottled. And the achronim understood it because of the halacha of Bittul Beroit. So the Noi Debi Yehuda, Tinyono, in the Simen Kuf Pei Vav, says this can't be. That's not the pshat. That's not pshat in the Snag, and it's not pshat in the Rishonim. The sugi cannot work because of Bittul Beroif. The Yehuda is primarily bothered with Heter Beheter. You know, I don't think he mentions any of that in the Chatchila. But because of these problems, so the Noid of Yehuda and others, there's Evan Ozan, Huchas Eidos, there's a Chazanish, and Yeridea Simen Kuf Pei Aleph. And Rav Shach talks about the sugi in Huchas Klaim itself, on this Rambam that we mentioned before, Perakir Allah Vav. And basically, they all go with this mahalach of the Noi Debi Yehuda. Noi Debi Yehuda says the pshat in the Gemara is different. The pshat in the Gemara in the Rishonim, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if I have tzemer chelum and tzemer gemalim and I mix it together, the halacha is considered tzemer gemalim and there's no problem of klein. Why is there no problem of klein? Says the Noi Debi Yehuda, it's not because of bittul. That's not what the Rambam means. And it's not, he says that's not what the Smag meant either. The halacha that we say that if roiv is min hagmalim, it's mutter, and there's no problem of klayim, that's because that whenever I have a thread, I need to define a pi halacha, what is the min of this thread? What is this thread considered? So, is this considered a wool thread, or is this considered a linen thread, or is it a different min? Each thread needs, each chut, needs to have its own definition. It has its own definition. It's defined by halacha what min it is, what type of thread it is. So how do you determine that? So it doesn't have to do with bittul b'roiv. The halacha is whatever most of the fibers in the thread are made from, that will determine whether it will be considered a woolen thread, or it will be considered a linen thread, or it'll be considered semer gemalim, a camel hair thread, it'll be considered something else. That means there's no halacha of bittul b'roiv that tells me over here that I have to change the miyut, and the miyut has to lose its status of semer in order not to have an issur of klayim. The pshat in the Rambam and the Smag is that whatever most of the thread is made from, that is what gives halachic significance to the entire thread. So what is this? So there's a little bit of tzemer or chelim or a little bit of pishton mixed in the middle of the thread. It's not considered tzemer and pishton that the Torah asked in the first place. The Torah never asked such a thing. So therefore, there is no iser klayim to mix this thread into a beged with pishton or with tzemer. However, if I have an entire thread that's already made from tzemer or chelim, I have an entire thread that's already made from pishton, so then the halacha is that this thread is already considered a pishton thread. It's already considered a tzemer thread. There's no problem. So then it's already considered this chut. If it's already considered this chut, so the Torah said, a chut is what's also to make a beged. You're not allowed to make a beged of tzemer and pishton out of such a chut. And that's why the Rambam says that it's also. And it's very meduyik, the Lashon Rambam, because the Lashon Rambam that we mentioned before, the Rambam says, Ein choshen l'nimoy shel tzemer amurevis ben mipnei she'einon chutei tzemer. They're not chutei tzemer. It's not considered a chut of tzemer because you have to define the chut. We have to define the thread. What is the halachic status of this thread? So you're right, there is tzemer in this thread, but it's not a chut of tzemer. That when the Torah said you're not to wear tzemer and pishna together, the Torah didn't mean to say don't have tzemer and pishna in one bag. The Torah meant don't wear a chut of tzemer and a chut of pishton when you have both of those threads in one bag. But if it's a little bit inside the chut, then there's absolutely no problem. Then the Noid of Yehuda holds, there is no problem. And that is this halacha of Tzemer Chayim, Tzemer Gmal, Shatarf, and Zebizet. And therefore, this halacha has nothing to do with Bittul Beroif. Now, it could be, it's possible there could be a nafkamina, and what we didn't mention, but is probably more common, is what happens, up till now we only discussed cases where there are two types of threads, the Semer Chelem, the Semer Gemalim, and you mixed it and you made one thread. What happens if you don't have two different types of materials? You have three different or four different types of materials. And I make one thread, let's say out of three materials. So I can make a thread out of three materials, and it could be 40% of wool, 40% of Tzemer Gemalim, and 20% of something else. Or I could have 40 and 30 and 30. So in such a situation, how do I determine what's considered the roiv? And what is this chut? If I look at it like bittul, if I go with those paiskim who said that the way it works is bittul, so then there are halachas and hilchos bittul, whether I could be mitzarif, two different kinds of heter to mivatul iser. And the halacha is all of the different types of heter could be mitzarif to mivatul iser. So let's say, for example, if 40% of the thread is made from sheep's wool, and the other 60% is made from two other minim. You have 30% one min and 30% another min. So the halach is in such a case, it'll be batel b'roiv. Because roiv is not tzemer. If roiv is not tzemer, then it should be mutter. If I learn the Yenoi Dibi Yehuda, I have to define the chut. I have to give a name for this thread. What is this thread? Is this thread considered wool? Or is this thread considered tzemer gemalim? Is it considered something else? So yesh laden, in such a situation where I have three different minim, and one is 41 and the other two are 30, it would make sense, at least misvara, it would make sense to say that whichever material has the most, even though it's not roiv, that would be enough to be considered that this is a chut. So in that case, the chut, the thread would be, if 40% is wool, the chut would be considered a chut of tzemer, even though 60% is some other min. A kaponim, that could be a potential nafkamina between these two mahalchim, between the mahalch of the Noid Yehuda and the mahalch of the other achirim that learn out spittle. But al kaponim, legabi big day kahuna. We said before, if we want to apply this rule, legabi big day kahuna, we said that if the way it works is because whatever is the meat is bottled to the roiv, so then it's not so posh to say this rule would apply to big day kahuna. Because by big day kahuna, it has to be 100% wool or 100% linen, and whatever is batel has to change its halacha, has to change its status from wool to, from gemalim to tzemer achelim. Mashen, if I learn the Noid of Yehuda, I'm not changing any status. I have to know what is the status of this chut. Is this chut considered a chut of tzemer, or is it a chut of a different min? But if al pi halacha it's considered a chut of tzemer, ken zayin, for big day kuna will be kosher as well. So even though there is a miut of some other min mixed into the schot, you would still be allowed to use these threads to make the big day kuhun.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.